Hello, welcome to Handled-ish, Productivity for the Imperfect, a weekly podcast for those who want to elevate their productivity but are not looking for perfection. I'm your host, Betsy Hayes, and I'm so glad you're here in podcast land or on YouTube. This is episode 16, Take the Transition Time Test, and take it with me. So the idea of a transition time test kind of comes from this idea that I've had for quite a while about substituting our phone routine during transition time. I'm going to start that over. Substituting our phone routine during transition time into a transition time routine. So when we have transitions during our day, which of course are many, right? We go in the house to out of the house, we might go from meeting to meeting, we might go from errand to errand, we might go from, one activity at home to another activity at home, we might go from a call to some work on the computer, right? There, our day is not one continuous activity. We have many activities and things that we do. And in between each of those said activities is a transition. And so I like to call this transition time. And what I do most of the time, and what I have observed other humans, most of the time when we are in a period of transition, we reach for our phone. So we reach for our phone for many reasons, of course. Sometimes it is practical. We want to see if we received any texts or phone calls or emails or whatever during the last thing that we've been doing, right? So it might be practical. We might want to catch up or check in. However, if we're thinking about it, I believe that for the most part, it's a habit, right? We are transitioning from thing to thing. We pick up our phone. It gives us a little bit of security. It relieves boredom. It helps us feel hyper connected. There's all kinds of feel good things that our phone does for us during these transition times. And I challenge you to watch yourself today during the transitions in your life to see if, in fact, you do regularly grab your phone during that time. Maybe you don't. And if so, still keep listening because this idea still might intrigue you. If it is your default during transitions, please definitely continue listening. So when we pick up our phone, most of us do the same thing in the same order every time. So you will check one thing, then you'll check another thing, then you'll check another thing, right? There's a routine and an order to your routine every time you pick up your phone. Some of us are guilty of doing the routine more than once if we were able to get through it and there's still a little time before our next thing. And I think we would just automatically just need to own the fact that that is probably not the best use of our time if we are repeating our phone routine. If nothing was urgent during the first round, I'm pretty sure nothing's going to be urgent during the second round. Now, an idea that I want to offer to you, and something that I've really been working with and officially are going to try a little bit harder at over the next couple of weeks, because in a couple of weeks, I'll circle back with this idea on this podcast because I really want to call this the transition time test. And again, I'm inviting you to do this with me. So instead of automatically picking up your phone in the transition times, I invite you to do a transition time routine. And it can be, as always, customizable to you. It can be anything you want. I will share with you what I am working to do in my transitions and will be much more diligent because we're taking a test and we want to try this out. So instead of picking up your phone, the first thing that we can do is to decide what is the next thing. So sometimes the next thing is already decided. Fine. Sometimes the next thing is not already decided. And so we can take a moment and do that. What is my next thing? If it is already in my schedule, great. If it is not, what would be the best use of my time at the moment? And we can make that decision. And knowing that the best use of your time isn't necessarily the most quote unquote productive, We can certainly have rest, regrouping, reaching out to friends, exercise, meditation, yoga. Like there's a million things that can be the best use of our time. Please do not mistake best use of our time to equal the most productive thing. Productive in quotes, right? Because as we've discussed, productivity is incredibly subjective. And I believe that a person is productive if they are getting the things done that they want and need to get done. So, step number one in our transition time routine, what is the next thing? Step number two, what are our goals for the next thing? If it's a meeting, you know, what information do we need to get? What decision do we need to have made? What people do we need to connect with? What materials do we need to make sure that we have? You know, what are the goals? I guess that's two things. So number two, what are the goals? What do we need and want to accomplish, whatever it is that we're doing next? And then step three is, do we have the things that we need in order to accomplish our goals? So that could be, again, circling back to our favorite mise en place. Do we need to gather some materials? Do we need to have thoughts ready? Materials for the next thing don't necessarily need to be physical. They can be decisions or thoughts that we need to have ahead of time. So, what are those things? And if we need the materials or thoughts, let's go ahead and take care of them. And then number four is, what time do I need to start transitioning in order to be on time and maybe even a little bit early to the next thing? One of the topics that is so critical is what I call one more thing-itis. And a lot of us have this during transition times. We think, oh my gosh, I can do X and I can do Y. And sometimes we can, and often we can't. And that makes us scrambling for whatever we have to do next. So before embarking on something that could give us one more thing-itis, let's think about, okay, well, do I have time to do anything within the moments between this and our next thing? And if so, you know, what should those things be? So after we've done those four steps, right? We've decided what's next. We have decided what our goals are or what we need to accomplish in whatever's next. We have amassed the materials or thoughts or decisions that are needed for the next thing. And then we decided when it would be m less stressful and most helpful to our lives and sanity. What time do we need to leave in order to transition into whatever the next thing is? Now, note all four of those things are going to be more elaborate or less elaborate depending on what you're going to do next. If your next thing is the dishes, you probably just have to work into the kitchen and your goal is to finish them. And, you know, not a lot of thinking is required. However, if it's a meeting, if it's a date, if it's a conversation with your children, a conversation with your partner, you know, something that you will need to change your clothes, right? Sometimes there's a lot more prep, and we can take care of that before we pick up our phone. Now, after we've done the transition time routine, which hopefully you will agree sounds very helpful to us, then if we want to pick up our phone and do our phone routine, that's obviously fine if we think we have time for that. Otherwise, we can just go directly to the next thing. I did a little baby test on this yesterday. Actually, I've done two baby tests on this week. I had a day at work where it was back to back to back things. And instead of picking up my phone during the back to back to back things, I decided that I wasn't really going to be able to process any messages anyway. So I chose not to check my phone till after the third thing. And I had time to actually process whatever it was on my phone. And that was really peaceful for me. And that made me feel a lot less frantic, is probably an overextension of the feeling I'm trying to describe, but it definitely made me feel less stressed because I had made a conscious decision to do my three in a row things and then deal with whatever it was on my phone. I also did this yesterday, which was Saturday, when yesterday was Saturday. And when I'm taping this, and I had a couple of fun things to do. And so I did them and then checked my phone. I did not check it during the transition time. And it was interesting. The work test was not anxiety provoking. Yesterday, it was a little anxiety provoking. I felt a little uncomfortable not checking my phone in between things, but I told myself, we're doing this test. And ultimately, I do think it was a good decision. I think, like most habits, we're going to have to rinse and repeat in order to A, test whether or not we want to still do this transition time routine thing, or if we're just like, I just want to go back to my phone routine first and it's working for me. I also think that we need to do it several times in order to, get used to it. Because those phone routines during transition time are pretty ingrained habits for most of us. And I can certainly say it is for myself. So even though hopefully through a earlier episode, you've turned your notifications off on your phone for everything but text and voicemail, that doesn't mean that we don't go in and check things, periodically. So, I really would love for you to take this transition time test with me over the next couple of weeks. Think about whether or not, instead of picking up your phone, you just want to take a few moments to think about your next thing, think about what you want to accomplish, think about what you need to acquire, thoughts or things, and then what time do you need to leave in order to get there, maybe even a little bit early, so the transition is a smooth one for you, whatever it is that you're doing next, and see how it goes. And I'm definitely going to report back in a couple of weeks and share with you what I learned in my own transition time test. And I'm super curious to see if you A, like this idea, B, tried it, C, what you think. So as always, please, 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 please reach out and share. So, thank you for joining me today. I'd love to hear what you think. Please visit my website, Betsy A. Hayes. Remember, Hayes is HAYS.com. And, again, subscribe, share, rate, and review. All those things help more people find the podcast and make this whole adventure much more fun. Please tune in next week for the next episode of Handled-ish Productivity for the Imperfect. Until then, take care. Please be kind to yourself. And remember, you are doing way better than you think you are. Trust me.